Bring greetings from my wife, who is not with me today because she's caring for one of our daughters and granddaughters. But she asked for me to convey her greetings. Let me just invite you as we get started to join me in a word of prayer. Father, thank you for this time that we have together today. Lord, I ask that you would speak to us now through your word. Lord, we ask that your words and your message to us today would be encouraging, but also challenge us, Lord, as we seek to faithfully follow you. We invite your Holy Spirit to work in this place and in our hearts and in our lives. For your glory, we pray this now in Jesus' name. Amen. One of the things you may not know about me is that I love country music, as does my wife. Usually when we're driving in the car, I have country music playing on the radio. That shouldn't necessarily surprise you. After all, my name is Countryman. One of country music's most popular musicians today is a man called Jelly Roll. And Jelly Roll's story is really quite a sad one. He struggled his whole career with substance abuse and addictions. And one of his recent songs is called Save Me. The song is really a cry for help. He sings these desperate, heart-wrenching words in the chorus. I'm a lost cause. Baby, don't waste your time on me. I'm so damaged beyond repair. Life has shattered my hopes and my dreams. I remember the first time I heard that and tears crying from my eyes. But you know, it occurred to me that this song could be Naomi's song. Naomi, whose name means pleasant, now asks people to refer to her as Mara, meaning bitter. Because life, her life in Moab, had shattered her life and her dreams. Her life in Moab had been characterized by famine. the death of her husband and her sons, the barrenness of her daughter's fall, and emptiness, as she says at the end of chapter 1. She was broken and empty and bitter. And she was broken and empty and bitter. But the message of this book, as we saw last time, is that God can save us and bring beauty out of our brokenness.
那就是神能够从我们的这种活着的中间拯救
If we will turn to him.
如果我们转向神
And that's exactly what Naomi does at the beginning of verse 6.
这就是Naomi在第六节中所说
Then she, Naomi, arose with her daughters-in-law to return from the country of Moab.
第六题,他从两个儿妇起身,要从母亚离归回。
The word return or turn back there in the text
那这个单词在这里讲的归回,
is the Hebrew word shuv.
那就是希伯来文的shuv.
This verb is found 12 times here in Ruth chapter 1.
这个词在路德前第一章出现了12次。
Although it's not always easy to see that, at least in the English translation, I don't know about the Chinese
translation.
But the interesting thing about this word is that in other Old Testament passages, it's translated as repent.
有趣的是这个单词在旧约其他的经文里面它被翻译成悔改。
And so today we want to consider four lessons about repentance and the beauty of repentance from Ruth chapter
1.
The first lesson is simply this, that repentance is turning to the Lord.
那第一个要素是悔改，就是转向主。
I want to emphasize that because there are a lot of, let me say, false ideas or at least inadequate ideas about repentance.
我想强调这一点，是因为今天咱们中间有很多错误的，或者是不切不完整的关于悔改的理解。
Some understand repentance as simply feeling sorrowful or bad about our sin.
那有些人认为悔改就是跟自己的罪感到忧伤。
And where repentance does involve sorrow, it's much more than just that.
悔改的确会让我们自己感到忧伤，但是仍然不是这些。
Sometimes people mistake repentance for penance.
那有时候你们把悔改，我想是一副成陪的。
Penance is an idea that we have to do something to make up for our sin or atone for our sin.
悔改意思就是我们需要做一些事情来补偿我们的罪所造成的损失。
This is not a biblical truth, but it is widely held in some Christian traditions.
这个并不是口头圣经，但在有些基督教的圈子里非常清晰。
Let me just share a story with you that may illustrators. Years ago, when I was living in Germany, I had been teaching in a Bible school in the neighboring country of Austria.
那个时候我是在附近的奥地利国家教圣经。
At the end of a long week, I was in a hurry to get back home.
在这个城中国的时候，我就赶紧往家赶了。
So I was on the German Autobahn somewhere outside of Munich.
那就在德国的米兰的城市外面。
And I was really driving fast, and I was really enjoying it.
那我开得非常快，而且我很喜欢这种感觉。
But contrary to popular belief, you can't always drive as fast as you want on the German
Autobahn.
And I came to a section where there were some speed limits that I truthfully did not see.
我就到了一段路程上面，它这个速度是有限制的，但是我没看见。
But all of a sudden, in the middle of the day, there were these flashing lights.
突然之间的话，就这个看见警车。And
I knew what happened.
我知道，但是。
There was a radar, and it took a picture. The Germans are very efficient. It takes a picture of your license plate, also the face of the driver.
所以他来了，给我这个照了相。And
a few days later, I got a nice letter in the mail.
今天哦，我收到了一封信。
Says, "Lieber Herr Countryman, dear Mr. Countryman, please go to the bank and pay this fine."
亲爱的，康普先生，请你到大街头边这里的罚单。Now
this fine in the German language is called Bußgeld. I'll say that. Bußgeld, okay, is the name of this fine. And that means, Bußgeld means repentance money.
这个挺多的，怎么办？怎么办？就是悔改的钱。
And so, in the minds of the German people, if you do something wrong,
在德国人的心中，如果你做错了事,
like drive over the speed limit,
要说超速,
then you have to do penance.
因此你就需要，罪名忏悔，and
pay the fine,
付那个罚单，everything
is okay,
然后就没事。But
brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄姐妹，that
is not what the Bible means by repentance.
但那个却不是我们神经的悔改的意思。Penance
usually involves some kind of punishment or ritual or prayer. But it's our attempt to make up for ours.
悔改可以有这个忏悔，他们有相信以后，那么承认，或者还有祷告，或者做一些其他事情，但是也不是神的什么。Repentance
in the Bible is something different. It's what we see here in Ruth chapter 1.
然后悔改在圣经里面的意思。 就是我们在路德福音之前，路德基督之前看到的。The
biblical idea of repentance is a change of mind followed by a change of action.
然后我们神迹的悔改是改变心思意念，接着带出来的改变行为。It's
turning 180 degrees from sin and turning to the Lord.
但是。 就从罪，离弃罪，转向神。
It's turning 180 degrees from whatever you have been trusting in and now turning and placing your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ.
还是从我们所信靠的东西全然转向信靠神。
Repentance is more than just turning to a different culture.
那悔改不就是转向一个不同的。
It's more than just turning to a different religion.
也没改，也不是转向某种宗教。It's
a turning again 180 degrees to the person of Jesus Christ.
而是180度转向，主耶稣。
turning to the Lord.
转向主。
Notice how this is emphasized here in chapter 1 by the repeated references to Yahweh, the Lord.
我们会看到从这个路加路德基的地方看到，因为多次提到耶和华神。
The Lord is mentioned in verse 6.
在第六节。
The Lord is mentioned in verse 8.
在第八节。
He's mentioned in verse 9.
第九节。
He's mentioned in verse 13.
第十三节。
He's mentioned in verse 17.
第十七节。
And two times in verse 21.
在第二十一节里面有两次。
Again, repentance is what we see here. It's leaving Moab and it's turning now to the Lord and returning to Bethlehem.
那从这里我们看到悔改就是离弃摩押地，然后回到伯利恒转向神。
Probably the best English word today to describe the biblical idea of repentance is the word conversion.
那这个今天这个英文里面就是关于我们神迹的悔改主要用的词就是归主。
Biblical repentance is a conversion, a turning from and turning to the Lord.
包括神迹的悔改就是从我们有的转向离弃离开来转向神。
This is the lesson of verses 6 to 14.
这就是第六节到第十四节的所要学到的。
And the repeated references to this idea of turning and returning.
这个不断地讲到悔改。
A second lesson comes in verses 15 to 18.
第二个功课是在十五节到十八节。
And that is that repentance is our individual response to the Lord.
悔改是我们每个人个人的准备。
We see this clearly here in verses 15 to 18.
我们从十五节到十八节会清楚看到这个点。
Because we see that Naomi repents.
我们看到拿奥米悔改。
And Ruth repents.
都悔改。
But Orpah returns not with Naomi and Ruth, but she returns to her people and her gods.
但是俄尔巴没有到伯利恒，拉米一起回到伯利恒，或者回到了他自己的人，他们喜欢的。
And we see, on the other hand, Ruth's fabulous commitment.
但是我们也看到罗德坚定的这个委身。
To return and to return.
他的悔改，他的回归。
I remember years ago hearing a well-known Dutch woman by the name of Corrie ten Boom. Some of you may be familiar with her story.
我记得几年前一个很熟悉的这个故事。
Corrie ten Boom was a woman who suffered a great deal during the time of the Nazis.
她在德军时期的时候受了很多苦。
But was a strong believer and follower of Christ.
他是主基督的这个跟随者。
And became a great evangelist and preacher of Christ.
成为耶稣的这个传福音者。
And I remember Corrie ten Boom once saying, "God does not have grandchildren, only children."
他曾经说过，神并没有孙子，他只有儿子。
Amen? And you understand what she was saying? Each one has to make a decision to repent and to turn to the Lord.
每一个人都必须自己个人悔改归向神。
God doesn't have grandchildren, He only has children.
神没有孙子，只有儿子。
Ruth's response in verse 16 highlights two further aspects of our individual response.
在第十六节，路德的行为反映了两个方面的这个要素。
First, I want you to see that her decision to repent is a conversion from worshiping the gods of Moab to now worshiping the Lord.
第一，我想强调的是，肉体相同敬拜这个五样神，转向敬拜以色列神。
She doesn't continue to hold on to the gods of Moab and then add the Lord to that.
他并没有继续敬拜五样神，再加上他的敬拜耶和华。
She's now turning from those gods as she turns to the Lord.
但是以其他人的神归向耶和华。
She's now entrusting herself completely to the Lord.
她现在是全愿信靠耶和华。
This is true repentance, brothers and sisters.
这是真正的悔改。
It's not just adding Jesus to ancestor worship or Buddhism or Taoism.
绝对不是在我们现有的信仰上面再加上西方耶和华。
It's a turning to fully trust in Jesus.
但是一切要完全归向神。
Second, her conversion to the Lord and the people of Israel we see is a lifelong
commitment.
This is made clear in verse 17.
这在十七节很清楚。
When she says to Naomi, where you die, I will die, and there I will be.
你在哪里死，我也在哪里死，别在那里埋葬。
She didn't say, well, yeah, I'll follow Jesus. Let's, you know, I'll follow the Lord. Let's see how this goes.
她绝对不会说，啊，然后我来跟随主耶稣，看看这个结果会怎么样。
This was a decision that was a lifelong commitment of trusting in Jesus Christ.
漏洞的这个啊，本身是以身的为身。
Her repentance is complete and irrevocable.
他的悔改是完全的，是没有改变的。
I remember when I was young, many, many years ago,
我记得当我很小的时候,
in our youth group, we used to sing a little chorus. Some of you may be familiar
with it.
The chorus was, I have decided to follow Jesus. You want to know that one? Yes, I see a few, okay? And there's part of that chorus that says this, no turning back, no turning back. I have decided to follow Jesus.
我已经决定跟随耶稣，永不回头，永不回头。
Each of us needs to make this decision for ourselves.
我们每个人自己必须要有自己的。Repentance
is an individual response.
悔改是每一个人的责任。Third,
I think this is important to emphasize, repentance is a response to the Lord's work in our lives.
第三点，需要强调。 这个悔改是对神在我们生命中的工作的回应。It's
a response to God's activity.
是对神在我们生命中的所谓的回应。We
see this in particular here in verses 19 to 21.
我们从十九节到21节看得很清楚。When
Naomi and Ruth returned to Bethlehem in the land of Judah,
当拿俄米和路回到伯利恒的时候。
The people are excited.
这些人都很这个激起。
But Naomi just expresses her bitterness.
但是拿俄米她自己表达了她心中的苦衷。
Because of everything that had happened to her in Moab.
因为在摩押地所发生的一些事。
But notice that in doing so, she attributes all of that to the Lord.
但是你要注意到，拿俄米把在摩押地发生的一些事情。
In verse 13, she says to her daughters-in-law, the hand of the Lord has gone out against.
在十三节里面，她跟她的媳妇说，是因为耶和华伸手攻击你。
In verse 20, she says, the Almighty has dealt bitterly with.
二十节，因为前面这次我是大。
In verse 21, she says, the Lord has testified against me.
他是以前前半部分耶和华讲过。
And finally, in verse 21, she says, the Almighty has brought calamity upon
而且这边在介绍说，强人所受苦。
Everything that happened to Naomi, she sees it as God's activity in her life.
在摩押地发生这一切事情，哪里都认为是神在他生命中的工作。
Now, why would God do it?
为什么神会做这些事？
Have you, when God's hand is against you?
我在想，我们中间这边有人一直在整的时候，在反对我、攻击我。
Why is that?
为什么会这样呢？
It's because sometimes God uses trials and suffering to get our attention.
因为有时候神会用试炼和苦难来让我们注意到我们自己的生命走向。
He allows us to be broken
来让我们破碎。
so that we will repent and return to Him.
这样我们才有机会悔改归向他。
Another story, I may have shared this in the past, I don't remember. But when I was still in high school, it was a very critical time in my spiritual journey. And I was trying to decide, do I want to go the way of the world, or am I going to follow Jesus?
当时那个决定，我是来到实践的道路走，还是说跟随神？
And I love driving.
我很喜欢车。
I suppose I still love driving.
我很喜欢自己。
And I remember I had this really nice car, a 69 Camaro Rally Sport.
啊，那个69年的丰田车。
And I used to love working on that car and driving it and seeing how fast I could go and flying over bumps.
我就在开，很喜欢这个车，在上面花了很多的心思，也很喜欢开这种自己。
But it was during this period of my life
但是就在那个时候,
that I had a series of three traffic accidents.
在那个时候有3次严重的交通事故。
And each one got progressively worse. And it was after the third one, it was like the Lord, so phone here, it was like God was saying, can you hear me now? And I believe that God allowed, if not helped cause these accidents,
我可以相信是神允许，如果是没有他而引起的，
because he was trying to get my attention.
因为他要引起我的注意。
You might not walk away from the next one. Your life, Scott, is like that car, and you're gonna end up crashing.
很可能，如果你再不注意的话，下一次石头撞到你，影响你生命。
Brothers and sisters, God does.
弟兄姐妹，神真的这样做。That's
what Naomi begins to recognize.
这就是拿阿米开始认识的。He'll
do that in your life the way he's done it in mine.
他会在你的生命中，也要在我的生命中那样做。We
see the Lord's activity throughout the entire story of Ruth.
我们从整个路德记谈到神在路德生命中的作为。
But it's only when people respond to his activity that God can then do his work of redemption and restoration.
但是唯有当你们认识到，你就回应神，从这时候接受才能成为口袋。
And what is that response?
我们的回应是什么？
That response is to
这个回应就是悔改。
Repentance is a response to God's activity. One final point comes in the last, or one final lesson comes in the last verse of chapter. And that is that repentance ultimately leads to redemption. We could read, at least following the English text, we could read verse 22 in this way. So Naomi repented. And Ruth the Moabite, her daughter-in-law, repented from the country of Moab. And they came to Bethlehem at the beginning of barley. Brothers and sisters, when you repent, the same will be true for you. When you respond to the Lord in repentance, like Naomi who repented, like Ruth who repented, it will likewise be the beginning of a harvest. The beginning of God's redemptive work in your life. Beginning of a new and fruitful life in Christ. Brothers and sisters, that is the real beauty of repentance. I want to conclude with our memory verse from Mark chapter 1, verse 15, where Jesus says this. The time is fulfilled. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent
and
believe in the gospel. Believe in the good
news.
Brothers and sisters, repentance is your response to the Lord and His kingdom. Repentance is your turning to the Lord. Repentance is your individual response to the Lord. Repentance is a response to the Lord's activity in your life. And repentance leads to your
reward.
At a time, we saw this in our last message, at a time when Israel had rejected the Lord, remember Ruth, the story of Ruth was at the time of the judges. And at this time when Israel had been rejecting the Lord, God worked through a young Gentile widow to accomplish His redemptive
purpose.
He can work through Ruth.
如果我们完成,
He can work through you and through me as well.
也可以在以后我圣母里面做。
Amen? Amen. May the Lord add His blessing to His word to us.
那就是总说什么？谢谢。